The avalanche of evictions that advocates feared would happen this winter in McLean County has not happened. Financial assistance has helped many people stay in their homes after the state lifted a moratorium on evictions that was in place for the first 19 months of the pandemic. But WGLT's Eric Stock reports that money doesn't spare all struggling families from hardship.
Rachel Kading lives in Parkview Apartments in North Normal. Kading was working at the AFNI call center in Bloomington when the pandemic hit in March of 2020. Kading had to work from home. She says the job required her full attention and she was constantly monitored.
You couldn't have, you know, your phones with you. You couldn't have anybody in the room with you. You pretty much had to, you know, be by yourself.
Kading's fiance was an essential worker repairing outdoor equipment like lawnmowers and snowblowers, so the responsibility of helping her fiance's 7-year-old daughter with her online schoolwork fell entirely on her. Kading says she had to quit her job. Kading says the family got by for a few months thanks to stimulus funding and expanded unemployment benefits, but they were living paycheck to paycheck and had to borrow from a friend to pay rent, and their rent went up $100 a month. They fell months behind. Kading says a representative from their landlord, Young America Realty, came to her door with an eviction notice, not to kick them out, but to help them find rental assistance. They were eligible through the Town of Normal's rental assistance program. Kading says she was surprised by how easy it was.
The paperwork literally was only maybe 3 or 4 pages. You know, I mean, yeah, it takes a little time to get, bank statements and stuff like that. But I mean, like I said, I had it done within a couple hours.
Kading says Young America also worked with them even when they could only pay $40 a week. Not everyone in housing crisis can share the same positive experience. Segesi Malumba lives in an apartment complex called Bay Oak in West Normal off Orlando Avenue. Malumba says her family's financial troubles began last year when she had to leave the country for 2 months. She would only say it was a personal matter.
So my husband had to ask for some time off work to look after my son, who stayed with him because I left with my daughter. When I came back, we were financially shaken.
The family went to the immigration project and applied for rental assistance. They were told they had been approved. McLean County courts run an eviction diversion program in which landlords can get rent payments from the state's COVID emergency funding. Landlords then agree not to pursue an eviction while they wait for the money. Malumba says the landlord at Bay Oak Apartments kept telling them their funding hadn't come through. Malumba says they fell behind $6,000 in rent. Malumba says the immigration project told them their landlords simply wouldn't apply for the money. Malumba says her husband stopped paying rent altogether until Bay Oak explained why they weren't taking the state rental assistance.
When he put his foot down, that's when we start paying the September rent accordingly. And then in November, that's when they sent us an eviction notice. We didn't understand why.
Malumba says Bay Oak Apartments threatened to kick them out. Malumba says Bay Oak also never responded to her concerns about frequent flooding outside their apartment when it rains. The family reached out to Prairie State, a legal aid firm. Prairie State got the money to the landlord, and soon their eviction case was dismissed. Malumba says their problems weren't over. She says the landlord insisted they needed to pay the company's legal bills. Malumba says no one at the courthouse ever told them that. They refused to pay. The landlord also told them if they wanted to continue to pay month to month, their rent would go up $225. Malumba says she believes other Congolese-born immigrants like her are likely dealing with the same abuse.
We work hard. Sometimes some people work 2 jobs to pay the rent. We always do our best. And then because we don't speak English, or some of them are afraid they don't learn English because they have to work, people take advantage of them.
WGLT reached out to Bay Oak Apartments seeking comment. The company has not responded. Segesi Malumba and Rachel Kading are just 2 examples of people who have staved off eviction in the last year. Many others have not been so fortunate. According to the McLean County Circuit Clerk's Office, 287 eviction notices were filed in McLean County in the last 3 months of 2021 after the state lifted its moratorium. That number is lower than housing advocates had feared. Eviction filings in McLean County fell fell to 80 in December. That's one-third less than the county saw in October when evictions resumed. And it's only slightly above the county's pre-pandemic average of about 70 per month. Mark Fellheimer is chief judge for the 11th Judicial Circuit that includes McLean County.
I would have expected the filings to be a lot higher than they've been so far. So I guess I would say I'm cautiously optimistic. If the numbers can continue to stay where they're at, we probably dodged, you know, what we thought was going to be an avalanche of evictions.
Fellheimer says the county court system has not become overrun with eviction cases. Close to 40% of recent filings in McLean County have been approved for eviction. Many more renters are still working through the legal system as they seek financial help. And Rachel Kading of Normal says she's grateful that rental assistance has helped her avoid eviction, but that funding runs out this month. She says she continues to seek more financial help while she also tries to find work to supplement her fiancé's income. She says she just hasn't been able to get hired.
I have filled out applications and, you know, haven't received boo from any of them, which I think is, you know, kind of odd because right now it is a working world.
Kaden gets some income through the Child Care Resource and Referral Network to care for her nephew, but she's nervous that all this may not be enough to keep her family in their home. I'm Eric Stock.
The McLean County Sheriff's Office says it has served 23 eviction notices in January after it processed 45 all of last year. Lieutenant Matt Lane says in 10 of those cases, the tenants had already moved out before they were served.